brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Robert Galen Ross will be with us for about an hour and a half. We'll cover more news for 30 minutes. Then we got Tony Gosling joining us. Did Bilderberg Group already meet? Have they hoodwinked us? We'll try to find out with this leading source of info on the subject coming up. I know we got John and George and Scott and Mike and others. John disagrees, so he'll go to the first of the line here in just a moment before I bring in Galen. But I'm going to take calls early in the interview with Galen. I'm going to really try to do that, so everybody stay with us. 1-800-259-9231. Before I go to you, we will be encoding live. We will be streaming live this next hour-and-a-half-long interview with Robert Galen Ross for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We have guests every week in studio, sometimes multiple times weekly. We also put up my weekly TV report that's in studio here in Austin that I've been doing for 13 years. We also take the Sunday show that we videotape and put it on the web. You see my films first. You'll be able to see 9/11, Truth Rising, July 4th. So that is going to be coming up. A PrisonPlanet.tv exclusive and super high quality. You can burn it to disc all day long and give them to people. 9/11 Chronicles, Part 1, Truth Rising. And there's only going to be two showings of this, and there'll be showings of it a month and a half before it's officially released. That's this Saturday in Austin, Texas, for Texas listeners and folks in surrounding areas, mainly the Central Texas audience. You can go to Infowars.com. All tickets are left, and get tickets for the Saturday matinee at 3:30 at the Alamo Ritz in downtown Austin, or Sunday, 6:30 p.m., and I'll be there giving a 30-minute speech before each showing. And so the film is 99% done. There'll only be a few tweaks from what you see at these screenings. And we're doing these screenings to get your feedback, get your response to the film, so you can email us and tell us what you thought, and then it goes directly to DVD. So we do hope to see everybody out there this Saturday at 3:30, and, of course, this Sunday at 6:30 for the two showings of Truth Rising, which is totally different than any other film I've made. This is my 19th film. It is cinema verite, no voiceover, and very little of Alex Jones. It's just amazing. Wait till you see it. Okay, you'll get your sneak peek this Saturday and Sunday. Let's go to John in Illinois, because he disagrees, so we weren't going to call right at this point. We will for him. Go ahead, John.
Okay, Alex, this is about the selling of gold and the apparent destruction of the U.S. dollar. And I know there's a bit of confusion about what's going on, and I've been studying the matter for the last 6 years, and I've learned quite a bit. But before we touch on that...
Well, look, we don't have two hours, so just go ahead and make your point.
Okay, the seeming paradox of them selling gold to prop up the dollar, this has more to do with trying to stop the gold carry trade from collapsing.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's very complex, and I study it all the time, and I can barely grasp it, so...
Yes, I mean, and also, I've been advertising on Prison Planet for the last 3 weeks. I have a rolling banner, four down, DuPage911Truth.org. We're sponsoring Richard Gage on May 30th.
Good.
So if any of the Chicago area listeners will please go down to that banner and click on it, they can pre-purchase tickets and help support Richard Gage and his important work.
Fantastic. Yeah, we've had Gage on many times, and he's in 9/11 Chronicles, Part 1, Truth Rising, so I appreciate your call. I will tell you, sir, though, that I would really ask listeners to only reserve the I disagree point to actually disagree. You know, we don't screen your calls other than what's your first name, where you're calling from. And you can be calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and claim you're calling from Timbuktu, as far as I care. But if you call in and volunteer you disagree, go to the front of the line. But then most of you don't really disagree. And I don't like that. But c'est la vie. I mean, let's be intellectually honest here. I'm not being mean to you, sir. It's just that I don't think you really disagreed much with me there. I think that was more of a way to get on the air and plug something, which is fine.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Robert Galen Ross is in studio with us for the next hour and a half, maybe even longer, than Tony Gosling from England. Has the Bilderberg Group already met in Athens, Greece? That's what a Greek newspaper is reporting. We'll see if that's true or a false start. We know they have steering committee meetings that have thrown people off 6 years ago, and it's happened before that as well, where they were having a steering committee with about 25, 30 members. The Library of Congress, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, was one of the U.S. representatives there. They had that about a month before they met in Europe. So we've seen this trick before. We'll be fleshing that out. We're going to take your calls early in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. And whatever the subject is, Robert Galen Ross can comment on it. He worked with the NSA and intelligence. He then was international consultant to oil companies, lived all over the Middle East, all over the world. And he's been fighting the New World Order for decades, written quite a few very well-received, very well-selling books. We carry quite a few of them at the online bookstore at InfoWars.com. Before we go to him, I'd like to just say this. I was watching early this morning a clip of Endgame on YouTube, just a little five-minute clip. And I kind of sat back and said, man, I made this documentary. This is really good. And I thought, man, this needs to be seen. It was like I was discovering someone else's work. And I was just realizing that I tend to not toot my horn. But this is quite a weapon. And it really shows who the globalists are, what their master plan is, what they're doing, how to stop them. The film is 2 hours, 20 minutes long. It's got 40 minutes of extras on the DVD. You're talking about 3 hours total. It's $19.95. You can get it for $9.95 when you get it with Terror Storm or some of the other films. This is how we support ourselves. This is how I hire more people, get better websites, better servers. This is how we buy better cameras, fly places, and cover things. And I advertise on my own show that Endgame is free on Google Video. And then I want you to go watch it there. And I want you to email it out to everybody. And, in fact, I uploaded Endgame myself to Google Video the day it was released at PrisonPlanet.tv, the day it was released on DVD. And why did I do that? Because this isn't about making money. Money is fuel that I put in my engine to fight the New World Order. We are a juggernaut of truth and liberty against them. And I literally see it as fuel. To me, who I am, telling the truth, being honorable, being truthful, fighting tyranny, defending my family name, trying to build a better world for those that are going to come in the future, that is what makes me tick. And I get so focused on that so often that we then don't call for capital and call for the capital we need to do bigger things. And I wasn't going to mention this right now because it got organized last week. The nice fellow keeps calling. He's the original guy that came up with the money bomb for Ron Paul, and it got picked up by others and carried, one of my listeners. And he's got this Alex Jones money bomb. And I kind of thought about it over the weekend, and people around the office have asked me, what are you going to do? You know, you need to put a PayPal link up. This guy wants you to. And I thought, should I do that? I always raise money for other people. And I will say that, yes, we're going to get a PayPal up. In fact, that needs to happen. We need to make sure that's happening. And we need to, if you give us donations, we will buy better computers, better software, better effects for our films. I'm already going to get a bigger office. We're out looking right now. But I will factor that into hiring more people, doing more. I need to get a second IT person full-time because it's just overwhelming the amount of work that we've got to do here. We've got to grow fast because the New World Order is making their move right now. So that said, there isn't even a PayPal up for this yet, but the next day or two we'll link to the money bomb, the Alex Jones money bomb. I forget the address. But the money bomb right now is just go to Infowars.com and buy Robert Galen Ross's books that we sell, that we support him too. Buy Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Have it on DVD, the high-quality DVD. Give it to people. And if you don't have money, watch it for free on Google Video and pass it on to your email list. Show it to your friends and family. It's just it's not that high quality. That's why we have PrisonPlanet.tv that is 15 cents a day. Because by having a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it's in super high quality now. Two content distribution network servers, three other servers on it. I mean, it's just a beautiful system, getting better and better all the time. We don't just have this live video feed we do every day for the listeners in the fourth hour, sometimes earlier. Sometimes we do the whole show. It's now posted within an hour of the end of the show for you to watch how you want, when you want, where you want, with the document cam and the guest cam and everything else that we bring you here. So I have not been really calling for your support lately. I've been trying to just run off sponsorship and the little bit of videos we sell, but I start looking at the accounting as we're doing it and realize that if we had a lot more capital come in, I will dump it directly into the tip of the spear, directly into going after the globalists, because I'm committed to this. I mean, I've cast the dice. The dice are rolled, and I'm in this fight 110%, and I've just been realizing, why stand here idle? Why not even work harder? You know, why not make three films this year like we're doing right now instead of one a year? Why not up the game? Why not update the websites? Why not make them a higher quality web 2.5 or whatever? Why not get more aggressive? I mean, if we're going to fight the New World Order, let's do it all the way. So I want to thank all of you that have supported us at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all of you that have gotten the books and videos at Infowars.com or called 888-253-3139. All of you that have purchased the books and videos, that is really a donation to us so we can continue what we're doing and so I can also try to pay my people well. I like to pay them. You know, they're not paid exorbitantly, but they're paid, you know, decent for people in media. Folks in media don't make a lot of money at the grassroots level, and I'd like to try to, you know, reward them, help them, make sure they can put food on their family's table. As the economy implodes, that's another reason I'm kind of like a squirrel for winter trying to get some nuts away, because we don't run this like a profit business. If everything starts going to hell in a handbasket, as it's starting to, and our capital goes down, and less money comes in, I'm just going to spend the savings I've accrued, which are modest, but that are there to fund this, to go all the way until we ran out of money, until we aren't here. You know, that's the goal, go all the way, like a missile that expends its fuel as it comes in for impact. We're not retreating. We're not going back. And we're doing well. We're expanding. We're growing. My point is, if we go into a depression, I am going to continue on as long as we can. And you need to realize that. Okay, there is my rant on that subject. I appreciate Robert Galen Ross joining us in studio. And, Robert, I'd like you to get into the economy. You know, you've consulted internationally in finance, in oil, in commerce. You've worked in the government and intelligence. You've really, in the books you've written, forecasted a lot of what has actually developed in your film. You forecasted what would happen with the NAU. So I really respect your opinion, and we want to bring you here as, you know, another one of our family of experts, wise men that, you know what's going on, to break down what's really happening with the economy. Then coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll start taking calls, and I want to shift gears into the globalist structure later and what their master plans are. But, Robert, again, thank you for coming into studio. I really do appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Alex.
Thanks for being here. You've got the floor. Please tell us what's happening with banking.
Okay, the world financial system is in meltdown. They won't admit that publicly, but the vital signs are showing up all the time. And we can go back as far as February 27, 1995, when a fellow named Nick Leeson was one of the key people with Barings in Southeast Asia. Barings, at the time they went under, was the Britain's oldest bank. And Leeson got to dealing in derivatives, and he crashed the company in a very short period of time. And Barings was a very large company at that time. And so this is how vulnerable they are. And I'm sure that all banks have put in safety valves to and watch our people very closely to keep from being crashed like that again. But just recently, as late as March 14, 2008, Bear Stearns went under. Bear Stearns in November of 2007 was rated by the
Securities and Exchange Commission.
Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
At $118 a share. And so on, when they finally died in February, they were worth, they were bought out by J.P. Morgan Chase at $2 a share. And so this is how quick this could happen. Now, there are others looming on the horizon. On May the 9th, 2008, the CEO of Citigroup announced that they were fixing to write off $400 billion of their assets. Now, to them, an asset is something like a mortgage or something like that. Most of these mortgages are worthless, and so that's the reason they're writing them off. And the first quarter of 2008, Citigroup lost $5.1 billion. First quarter of 2007, they lost $10 billion. So Citigroup is really fixing to go under. But the Fed Chairman Bernanke has already informed the public that no bank will go under.
And he's saying, yeah, he said that today. He said everything's wonderful. Meanwhile, the dollar's being devalued at about 30% a year now. There are millions of houses going into repossession. People are walking away from millions. Others, there's a huge contraction even in retail. And the media is busy running around saying everything's wonderful.
That's right. And they're saying that as a smokescreen trying to hide what's really going on behind the curtain. And if you do a Google search for the MCM money supply. there's a chart on there that shows that the money supply is almost vertical right now. They're printing money like it's going out of style.
Stay there, Robert Galen. Ross will continue with what the global economic architects are up to.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Robert Galen Ross is our guest. Your call's coming up in the next segment. Host of issues we'll be discussing going into the third hour. And Tony Gosling on the Bilderberg Group joining us in the fourth hour today. Robert, continuing with the banking situation, please.
Okay. For many years, the Federal Reserve had their practice was to loan money to their member banks overnight. They would loan money to them today, but tomorrow they had to pay it back. And now the financial situation has gotten so bad now that the Fed now has extended overnight practice to 30 days. And even they say, if you can't pay us back in 30 days, we'll consider extending that period. So it's really getting bad in the financial system. Now, on September 2007, the Fed interest rate was 5.25%. On May the 2nd, 2008, they reduced this to 2%. And in an effort to try to stop this runaway financial problem. Now, the Bank of England has followed suit. They've told their banks that they're putting 50 billion pounds available for banks to aid in their financial situation. And the Japanese Central Bank has been running at 1.5% interest for years. And the Japanese have been, and a lot of other people are borrowing money from the Japanese Central Bank and buying assets around the world, and it costs them 0.5%, and then they make what they can off of that. So, but this is coming to an end. Now, one of the major problems that is discussed publicly is what they call subprime lending problem. Now, the best way to explain that is that a bank will lure someone in to, like they want to buy a home. They'll offer them a low teaser rate interest, but it's variable. And so they calculate their monthly payments, and the couple figure they can afford that. But within a few short years, all of a sudden, they start kicking into these higher rates, and in many cases, the bank or lending institution don't even check on the credit availability of this couple. And but the reason they do that, just as soon as they loan the money, they don't keep that loan. They immediately turn around and sell that loan to someone else.
And they also now count loans, as you just said, as an asset. So a debt is an asset, a liability is an asset, and they leverage that out with fractional reserve banking at least tenfold. And they leverage that again tenfold, just a Ponzi scheme to the sun.
That's right. Now, the probably the best way to illustrate this is to take a can of mixed nuts. Let's say that I eat a lot of mixed nuts, and they generally come in a clear plastic jar, and you can see what's in it, but let's say that macadamia nuts sell for $13 a pound, pistachios for $11 a pound, cashews for $10 a pound, and peanuts $8 a pound. Well, these banks are now taking, instead of having a clear plastic container, they have a cardboard container or metal container so you can't see what's in it. But the wrapper around this container shows a lot of macadamia nuts and a lot of pistachios and not many peanuts. But if you really, when you get around to opening that can, you'll find just very few macadamias, and just a few more pistachios, maybe a handful of cashews.
So it's another Carnival Barker scam.
That's right. But in addition to having peanuts, they're even putting in stale and rancid peanuts in here, and including peanuts that have rat feces in it. So
there's some rat droppings.
That's right. So they package these with the macadamia nuts on the wrapper, and they sell these to other lending institutions. Now,
who then leverage it out again and do the same.
That's right.
Way. And so pretty much it's like one peanut per package of rat turds.
That's right.
Okay.
But now it's gotten so bad that for many years there was interbank lending practice. If one bank needs some cash, they just go to the bank next door and borrow money from them. Now they won't loan one money to one another because the assets they're putting up for collateral are these toxic waste peanuts.
So the great Ponzi scheme, it appears, is coming to an end. Let's talk about, from your experience, living quite a long time, living in third world countries, where you think this is going to go, and is that why they're gearing up for martial law? Is that why they've been quietly militarizing for decades, knowing that they were going to implode the economy? And is it by design? We know it certainly is in some sectors. We'll come back with Robert Beck, Galen Ross, and your phone calls. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the Pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
City, even small towns, and spend $1 million, $2 million to fluoridate at your water because they care about you so much. How they can buy off anybody that'll take their money. Because it's all fiat. They just make it out of nothing. They back it up in force that they buy with their own fiat. And then they train the society that debt is good, get into debt, the public schools, the colleges. It's come out, they have credit card agreements with the companies, public schools and colleges, to tell the kids to take credit cards to get in debt. All designed to get you shackled, all designed to get control. And now, after bubble after bubble after bubble, we're in the final bubbles that economists always said we would see before a total implosion, and that is just a speculative bubble. not just speculative on real estate or speculative on one commodity or type of asset, but everything is going speculative. Food, other commodities, resources, and the government's response being doppelganged and controlled by the private banks that own and control it is to beef up, to militarize, to build camps, to say the public is the enemy, that the government are the officials, the authorities, clearly in response to the population. Robert Galen Ross, before we get more into whether you think we're going to have a depression or not and how we're getting to this apex of the mega bubble, the super bubble, do you think that's why one of the reasons they're gearing up their police state, and B, do you believe this was engineered by design?
Alex, nothing of significance happens in the entire world that is not very carefully planned years in advance. These people hire the best and the brightest to do all this for them, and they're just clay. They mold them any way they want to, and so they make things happen. And they don't need they don't care what happens tomorrow. They're really concerned about to what's going to happen 10 years from now, and it's all very carefully planned.
Well, I harp on this a lot, but it's because it's a seminal source document. 2002, Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, World Bank. He's a globalist, but he said he didn't believe in hurting people. They give him a 119-point plan that they've been using for decades, but they were just now letting their economist in on this, one of many, but their top guy, who they just used for advice, but then they made the decisions, where they went into countries and bought off the police, bought off the government over a multi-decade program, got everybody in debt, had the government not pay the debt back by design, then turn off all the utilities, cause riots to further depress all the stocks so they could come in and buy the whole country up for pennies on the dollar, also signing agreements with the government to hand over ports, waterways, infrastructures, roads, government-owned utilities, government-owned telecommunications, oil companies. So, and he said what they did to the third world countries, they're now planning to do to the West. And I just had him on a few weeks ago. Again, he's been on the radio with us twice and in an in-person video interview once. And he admitted, yes, they're engineering this. I mean, we have the IMF documents where they're saying they're doing it. There's no debating it.
Yeah, and there's a strange guy behind the bushes that's taking care of this, fellow named Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela. The elite denigrate him. They say he's communist, he's a dictator, he's doing terrible things. To me, he's a hero because he has single-handedly stopped the creation of the American Union. And a number of the things that he's done is he's created what they call the Bank of the South, which is a central bank owned by Venezuela or funded by Venezuela, Brazil, and Argentina.
And they've now dumped the dollar. You can't buy their oil, and that's what 33%, 34% of all of our oil can't buy it with dollars now.
That's right. And but they created this bank, and they're loaning money to all the Latin American countries to pay off the IMF and World Bank loans early so they can get out from under this burden. And they loan this money to them at very low interest rates. And so That's a one.
By the way, you work for oil companies. You know they're paying 18 cents a gallon in Venezuela. They're paying like 25 cents a gallon in Mexico. They're paying 14 cents a gallon for diesel in Mexico. Just like we pay 5-6 times what somebody in Mexico pays for prescription drugs, we pay double what somebody in Europe. Why is it that Americans are seen as the schmuck cattle? Where just we get treated the worst. Our cops treat us the worst. Everything, but we think we're free.
Well, they've done the people down. They've done it, and it's very carefully planned. They've done them down in schools, and they provide them with information on the mass media that they want them to hear. All of it is it's designed psycho control, and so that they really don't protest what's going on. As long as they can have their six pack and what's their football game or play a game of pool, that's all I care.
Now, speak of the devil, that may be what's coming next. I know you were around during the last Great Depression that they admit in mainline textbooks was engineered by the bankers. Maybe we should start there with what they did then in 1929, deepening for 3 years into the depths of it in late 33. Compare that to I mean, the bubble we've got now, the indebtedness we have now of every sector, private, corporate, government, the amount of leveraging, it's two different universes. I mean, 90% or 85% being rural then, now only 5% being self-sufficient today. I mean, we're talking about a recipe for absolute breakdown. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there's a good chance it is. And if it does, I mean, this is going to be unbelievable.
You know, the real truth is that from 1920 to 1929, the Federal Reserve started a very loose money policy. They would loan people money on anything. And so people started investing in stocks and bonds, commodities, because they were going to get rich over it. And so in 29, all of a sudden, they pulled in the money, and they started calling loans. And people couldn't pay these loans, and a lot of people committed suicide over it. But this was very carefully designed. One of the main reasons they did this is that at that point, in 1913 is when they created the Federal Reserve. And so most of the money were in state banks, and a lot of the state banks wouldn't join the Federal Reserve system. So they said, well, all right, we'll go get them anyway. So they said, we got to crash these state banks and get their money. And so that was one of the main reasons for the 29 Depression.
Absolutely. And of course, they had already engineered runs on banks before. That's come out. National Banking Association documents have come out. And they said, give us the Federal Reserve. There'll never be another recession. There'll never be another run. We promise. And then they engineered the 29 crash and then cut off all credit as they're getting ready to do now.
That's right. And the stated purpose of the creation of the Federal Reserve was to normalize and steady the financial situation so they wouldn't have all these ups and downs. But every up and down that's happened in the financial world is created by the central banks.
Well, look at what they're doing now. Just as the Federal Reserve got more power after they engineered the Great Depression, now they're saying get rid of the three federal agencies that regulate us. And I'm not saying they're good, but they're corrupt and controlled, but at least it's some semblance of regulation. They said, let us run everything secretly, get rid of these three federal agencies, let us run everything, and then everything will be okay. So they're saying just, we're the ones that have engineered this, admittedly, changing the rules for all this loaning, fiat to infinitum, just no limit to infinity. And now, so that's their formula. Always create a crisis, and then as the crisis deepens, offer the next solution, which expands their power. Then they deepen the next crisis even bigger. Then they get more power. Then they expand an even greater crisis and get more power. But now they're coming into total ownership. I mean, I've seen the numbers of thousands of trillions of liquid fiat they made that was accepted globally. They literally bought up the entire global infrastructure, except for a handful of private interest in Europe and the U.S. Now they're changing laws to take that for middle-class people. And they write white papers saying they don't even need the peasants anymore. I mean, they have created this tsunami of liquidity, bought the world with it, and now they're going to turn that liquidity off and get what crumbs they didn't have.
And all of the funds that they have are created out of thin air. They're not backed by anything. But I suggest you go to do a Google search on MZM money supply or money stock. MZM stands for money zero maturity. And that's made up of the M2 money supply and several other financial indicators. And I've got their data from the Federal Reserve and created a graph on that. And the last two or three years, that graph has gone vertical.
In fact, they have a lot of private groups that analyze it, and that's what they say. Bernanke stopped releasing the numbers 12 months ago. Did you reverse engineer that? How did you get the numbers, the latest ones?
No, I got it from St. Louis Fed.
Yeah.
And the Fed...
you're talking about the internal money supply numbers.
That's right.
Okay, yeah okay.
But the Federal Reserve quit reporting the M3 money supply.
The M3, that's right.
Yeah. Some of the private institutions are still generating the M3, but it's not done by the Fed.
Well, I want to explain. I know most of you know this, but your neighbors don't know this. I talk to people who've got degrees, and they just don't understand that it's like the peso or the ruble. Our elite have made the decision to devalue it. That leaves you holding the bag while they hold all the real assets. And then you can see the parallel, how suddenly there's cops on every corner, suddenly there's helicopters flying overhead, cameras going in, and then you read the government documents, they say, yeah, we're going to implode everything you've got, and if you riot, or if you fight back against us, we're going to gun you down the streets.
Well, now, the a lot of people are really playing down the oil companies, giving them hell about increasing their price of oil.
They're only making the same 8% profit they always do.
They did not raise their prices.
The dollar went down.
The oil is dollar denominated, so when the value of the dollar goes down, the value of the oil goes up. And so gold and oil and silver and a number of the commodities are dollar denominated. So they only go up because the dollar is going down.
And that's what the media so craftily and deceptively all day attacks the oil companies, when they're only middleman refining brokers between OPEC cartel, which, as you know, is predominantly Rothschild-owned. The Arabs are just dumb and conspicuously consume with their private 747s and brothels in front of everybody. But I mean, you work as a consultant for oil companies. Can you break that down for people?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a fellow named John J. McCloy. He was at the secret meeting at Clint Merchant's the night before Kennedy was killed, but he was named by the oil companies to be the first negotiator of the OPEC meetings. And so he got with the OPEC nations, and they agreed on a price and the production rate. And but McCoy told him, he said, now, we'll allow you, say, $10 a barrel, but every dollar over $10 a barrel, you must deposit in United States banks, particularly J.P. Morgan and those large banks, because according to Islamic law, it's illegal to create usury or interest rates. So rather than make money off of interest of these Arab nations, they put their money in the banks in New York City.
That's the insane thing. They said, 1,000 years ago, during the Dark Ages, the church, Catholic Church, said Christians can't own banks, but Jews can, and that's what gave that original power to that group.
That's right.
It's just the same thing over and over again.
That's right. But
so it's a legalese. Oh, no, the Arabs don't have usury to the... No, no, the Western banks are doing it for us.
That's right. And but their money are in the U.S. banks. And it's the old multiplier. When a bank has an asset like cash, they can loan that out and create 9 to 1 for every dollar they have in deposit. And so that's the main benefit of having this Arab oil in these U.S. banks, is they turn around and multiply it by 9.
Now, if there was a dictatorship in Alaska with some guy named King Crom, they would be getting all the oil out of there right now and wouldn't be using the Arabs. They used the Arabs because the British set those countries up 90 years ago, as you know. You lived over there. And they made a deal for a monopoly with them. That's why they run around using the environmentalists as their fronts to keep the real oil from being tapped.
That's right. They say you can't drill out of California or Florida, places like that, for environmental reasons. The only reason is to keep it off the market. And I've charted a lot of the characteristics of oil supply and oil reserves. And the real facts are that in the very beginning, the oil coming out of an oil well will shoot up because of the pressure in the well, and then it'll start turning down and will eventually head towards zero. That is a characteristic of an oil field. But, and they're using that to say we have peak oil. But the other side of that coin is they have discovered massive supplies of oil all over the world that they're not putting on the market.
And they're finding the 50- and 60-year-old wells suddenly are full again. All over Texas, they're uncapping them, and they're full again.
Yeah, they're gradually, just by seepage, are filling up. And so oil companies lie about it. For the P&L statement, they overstate their reserves. And back in 2005, the Federal Reserve, I mean, the Securities and Exchange Commission required Shell oil companies to redo their reserves, and they did it five times in a 12-month period, and every time they reduced their reserves, stated reserves.
Well, we know that's the same with banking because they're able to get loans, invest, and leverage those proven reserves.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's like money in the bank. There's so many subjects here. I want to go ahead and go to some phone calls after the break, and then we'll just keep it for the whole next hour if you can do that, Robert.
Okay. We might touch on derivatives, and then we'll get on another.
Sure, fantastic. Okay. And I want to talk about the mindset, what makes the New World Order tick, why they believe what they believe. And we have elite serial killers of RFK, JFK, MLK, that book available at Infowars.com, and a couple of the other great books that Robert Galen Ross has written, all available at Infowars.com. Or you can also visit his website. Give that out, Robert.
It's www.4rie.com. www.4rie.com.
All right. We're going to break, and I promise we're going to go straight to George, Scott, Dave, Mary, and Fred on the other side of this quick break. We'll take your calls into the bottom of the next hour. And for the last 30 minutes, we'll shift gears. Robert Galen Ross to a whole host of other subjects, whatever he thinks most important. You know, I get these guests in here, and I say, hey, what do you want to talk about? And he said, hey, I want to talk about the economy. And I was like, yeah, absolutely, that's important. So who knows what he'll want to talk about next. We will experience that with each other coming up on the other side. Infowars.com is the website.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
All right, your call's coming up, but Robert wanted to add something about derivatives on the financial end and then straight to your calls. Go ahead, sir.
I mentioned in the beginning that this fellow named Neeson that bankrupted the Barings back in 1995 dealing in derivatives. So let's just touch on that a little bit. What is a derivative? A derivative is something by definition is the value is based on some underlying asset like a corporate bond or a treasury bond or something like that. But it turns out to be a wager. They can wager on anything. They can wager on the global warming. They can wager on the tide levels. They generally wager on things like the dollar index or something like that. But let's just look at the involvement of the major banks in derivatives. J.P. Morgan Chase has total assets of $1.2 trillion. They own $91.7 trillion in derivatives. Citibank has total assets of $1.23 trillion, but their derivative exposure is $34 trillion. Bank of America has assets of $1.3 trillion, and their derivative exposure is $32.1 trillion. Wachovia Bank has assets of a little over $0.5 trillion, and their exposure is a little over $5 trillion. HSBC Bank has assets of about 0.2 trillion, exposure of 4.4 trillion. So, if things go wrong, I've just said that they're, for example, J.P. Morgan Chase assets 1.2 trillion, and they have an exposure of about 92 trillion. They can't pay that off. So, what are they going to do? Of course, the Federal Reserve has said that they will not let any bank fail, so the Federal Reserve will step in and save them, but they don't have enough assets to cover their liability.
Now, to be clear, the big central banks and the private brokerage houses, they have already put their real assets into commodities, into infrastructure, into institutions. Now they're just going to have the public back up those institutions, their front institutions, and then basically drive the dollar value into the ground and then leave us holding the bag, claiming this is some communal debt when it was created out of fraud. So they get us coming and going. It's kind of like they ship the drugs in and then put us in jail if they catch us using them. They always have that formula.
Yeah, there's a fellow named Jim Rogers that is a big financial guru, and I saw a video of him on YouTube recently, and he says he's completely out of the dollar. In fact, I think he lives in Hong Kong. But his position is that we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve System and fire Bernanke.
Yeah, he said that from Singapore.
Okay.
On Bloomberg, but I think everybody lives in Hong Kong. But I remember that newscast. We played some of that audio here. We're going to come back and go directly to George, Scott, Dave, Mary, Fred. We've got the third hour straight ahead. Then we've got a lot of news coming up and a special guest joining us from England about the Bilderberg Group. Did they already meet, or is this disinfo?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.